Welcome to 100% Fresh with Two Chef Mission, where we bring a chef's perspective to the table that you can take to go. With over 10 years of professional kitchen experience each, we offer our insight on all things food for you each week. Our mission is to get you in the kitchen and cooking at home. Let's turn up the heat.
Welcome to another great episode of 100% Fresh with Two Chef Mission. As you know, we are Two Chef Mission, and we are so happy to be here to bring some great tips and tricks that we use as chefs to you.
Yep. This is going along with our Chef Bite series of meal planning tips and stuff. So today we are going to talk about 5 tips for meal planning.
Yeah, and yeah. I think really it's really good to have a meal plan in place. Yep. And just to start, because it makes it easy to figure out what you're going to eat. And I think that kind of segues really good into the first one.
So these, I would say, are pretty good tips for beginners.
Yes.
So
if you're just starting out,
and you're like, I don't know what to do at all, yep, these are some really good tips, in our opinion.
Yeah.
So our first one is going to be starting small. In that, we mean we all have our go-to dishes, right? Yep. So jumping into something new, like meal planning, if you have not done it before, you kind of also have to give yourself some leeway of that learning scale. And yeah, and part of that is going to be start small, so simplicity, and also have like a bit of your go-to meals that are going to be
just easy to continue to do and move forward with. Because you don't want to overload yourself, and you don't want to try to take on too many new recipes and or too many new types of food when you're really trying to get into a good habit of meal planning.
Yeah, and that also could mean that, like, if you're just starting out, maybe with meal planning, you're like, okay, I'm just going to start with dinners. That's okay, because, like I said, start out simplicity, as well as that kind of leads into within your recipes that you might be trying out or testing, keep them simple in the sense of, like, don't jump into, like, some crazy 20-step recipe that might have, like, a massive amount of ingredients that you might not have ever heard of some of them.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, keep it simple, have some go-to dishes that are on maybe each week's plan, and then, you know, start small if that means, like, okay, this week I'm going to focus on, like, planning out my dinners, and then next week I might add on some lunches or whatnot and things like that, which you could also always utilize leftovers for lunches and things like that. Those are to come.
Yeah, that's a good little tip anyways, because I know that's something that we've done in the past with a lot of our meals that we've made, not only for the two of us, but for our family.
Yeah. And I will say that, like, one of our main focus is to, like, when we start small, like, as not only chefs, but also we are parents of now almost 3 children.
Which is crazy to think about.
Soon it'll be 3, but for our 2 boys, we really focus on, okay, the planned meals, like, the very much, like, okay, this is what we're planning, is our dinners. So, like, our lunches and snacks and breakfasts are kind of more flexible.
Yeah.
So that's where, you know, yeah. So, tip number 2 is going to be shop smart. And
this is something that we kind of always talk about and really, really push, is when you're shopping, really think about what you're shopping and think about the season that you're shopping in.
Yes.
Because one of the biggest ways that you could save money when you're shopping is shopping within season.
Yeah, because specifically within, like, your produce
zone. For sure.
And I know that there's a lot of people that are like, oh, produce is so expensive and stuff. But if you are shopping smart and looking for what is going to be more budget-friendly, then you will stick to budget, save money, that kind of thing, as well as, like, what's in season.
Yeah, for sure.
And I also would say, in your zone of shopping smart, which we're, I would imagine, going to also have some videos or podcast episodes about shopping tips.
No, absolutely.
Because that is also part of meal planning. Is if you're really trying to focus on meals that are, like, less processed and more whole foods and things like that, a lot of the times shopping the perimeter of the store is going to utilize that, whereas if you're going down each aisle, that's where most of the processed foods are.
Yeah, and it's definitely, that was something that I learned more of as an adult. I didn't, growing up, never even thought about
kids,
that.
Because as kids, you
and
you wanted to go get the coupon.
Yeah, well, you know, I always ran down the aisles to get the coupons. It was great.
You didn't ever use them.
I probably made too many people mad.
Probably.
But it was something that when I really thought about it, when you look at, okay, so we're here in Orlando. So for us, it's like Publix is our big one. Walmart's would be next.
Well, Walmart's and your big even, one pretty much everywhere.
And even something like Aldi. When you really look at the store layout, you'll see, like,
your produce, whole foods are always going to be on the perimeter.
Dairies and things all along the, like she said, the perimeter of the actual store. And when I
the only difference,
it, I was like, oh my god, yeah, that's so true.
Your difference is going to be, like, if you're at a super Walmart or, like, a super Target or stuff like that, within the grocery section.
Yes.
The perimeter of the grocery section is going to be your whole ingredients.
Exactly.
So, tip number three. Make use of your freezer. And by that, we mean a few different things. So, some ways that we make use of our freezer. Something that we use for ourselves, for our protein, is we do ButcherBox. Yeah. And that gets delivered to us
so
frozen.
Much easier.
Because that means that we have, like, our meats for the month. And we just have to worry about the accompaniments of it. And those are in our freezer, as well as you can do freezer meals. So, like, let's say that you were doing your dinners, but you were like, okay, I want to plan ahead and have some meals that are already set in the freezer to go. Whether that can be, like, a lasagna, or it could be some, like,
any sort of
some,
like,
of your meal prep where it's,
baked meals,
And another way that we also utilize our freezer is that we usually always have some sort of quick meal in our freezer.
Yeah.
In the off chance that, like, we've had a crazy day and we're, like, getting home and we're like, we have to feed our kids something, we have to eat something, like, grab the meal, that's what it is.
Yeah.
And like I said, like, it could be baked CD, it could be lasagna.
It could be frozen pizzas.
It could be frozen pizzas.
Honestly, like, whatever you and your family are comfortable having as a frozen meal, that's just really what your go-to meal should be.
Yeah, and it's just, it's worth it to have it when you need, like, for when you need it. And you'll find, oh, that's my quick thing for this day of the week because it's a super chaotic, busy day.
Right.
And we just usually have something in there. If we use it, replace it. If we don't, eventually we use it.
Yeah.
But
regardless, it gets used at some point.
But you, just because sometimes there's this, like, oh, freezer things are not fresh. But you can still have things in your freezer that are fresh. Like, for instance, most of your vegetables, like, they're picked at their prime season and
pretty much
IQ up. So they're individually quick frozen.
Yeah.
So they're, like, quick steamed and then freeze. Yeah. And they do it as quickly as possible so that the freshness is still in there.
Right. So that now, way you're still getting a lot of the nutrients and everything mm-hmm. that the vegetable still does have in its raw, fresh state, even mm-hmm. though it's frozen.
Right. So make use of your freezer.
Definitely.
No, don't overload it because then you'll forget what's in there.
But... Oh, yeah. And then you got to dig around and that's always when it gets, that's always when it becomes a mess. But try to keep it organized as much as you can.
Use it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, tip number four.
Yep.
Is your pantry. Have a well-stocked pantry. And by that, we mean that there's staples that you're going to find that with meal planning, it's very good to just have specific ones on hand at all times.
Yeah.
For us, that's things like pastas, rice.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Tomato products. Tomato
products. Beans.
Beans. A variety of spices.
Yeah.
some dry herbs. Vinegars, oils. So. And, like, yours is going to kind of be customized to, okay, what are the things in my family gravitates to, right? So, but you want to have those things in your pantry because then, so as, when you have food in your house that you can already eat, right? So you're like, okay, I already have a plan. I already have the groceries. I've got the things stocked. You're more likely to follow through with the plan than to deviate from it because yeah. you're like, oh, well, I don't have this thing. But it's like, okay, but if it's already prepared and set up for you, you're more likely to go through with it.
Yeah.
Which is why having your pantry well-stocked, not overstocked where you forget where everything is and stuff, so, but well-stocked in that sort of sense.
Yeah. No, for sure. And mm-hmm. I think that's one of the biggest things that, like, we try mm-hmm. to do, not only in our house, but within our business, is to ensure that we yes. have that fully stocked or almost fully stocked pantry mm-hmm. of all those staples that we usually use.
Yes. Yes. And then for tip number five, have some flexibility in your schedule that you might take a night off.
Give yourself grace.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to be perfect all the time.
And whether that is your, okay, well, that's my freezer meal kind of thing, where it's like, that's my night off because it's like, I just bought the thing and I don't have to worry about cooking it. It's just put it in the oven, put it in the pan, that kind of thing. Or it could be that that's your night of order in.
Yeah, or going out.
Or going out. And I guess also if you're like much more on the like budget side, it could be that you're like, okay, my night off is the fact that I specifically pick this meal or these two meals, because maybe you want two nights off, that I have leftovers of. So there's kind of different ways you can play it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's because mm-hmm. if you do it just that way with the leftovers, then you're not necessarily having to cook anything. You don't mm-hmm. have to go out and try to figure out what everybody wants to eat. I know mm-hmm. sometimes that can be difficult for our house. Only so because Melissa is pregnant.
Yeah, currently. And that one's always that one's interesting right now.
She is like 8 months pregnant, so it can get really difficult to be able to find something that mm-hmm. she wants to eat. Whereas me and the boys, we just we'll eat almost anything.
I mean, usually I'll eat almost anything. Yeah. But
that's usually
pregnant, I know.
It makes it a little bit more difficult.
It's like, what do I want in this very instance, right?
Exactly.
Now, I know we said we were going to do five tips, but we're going to add on a sixth one.
Yeah, and because, I think this one's probably one of the best ones for those really busy families.
Yeah, well, busy families, but also if you're like, this seems like a lot, and I don't know what I'm doing. Because sometimes you need help. We all need help on some levels, right? I go to Google for help all the time.
Yeah.
What, Google, can this thing do this? Yes, no, maybe. But our sixth tip is if this is something that you're like, yes, I want a meal plan, I don't know what I'm doing, someone else do it for me. Look into that and have somebody else do the plan for you.
Yeah.
That takes out all of the extra work of like, okay, I have to figure out these recipes and then I have to figure out groceries and then shop or whatever. Like, you can take those steps out.
Yeah, for sure.
And one way that you can do that, if you're like, yes, I want someone else to plan this for me, is you can reach out to us because we do this for people.
Yeah, especially if you're in the Central Florida, Orlando area, mm-hmm. we will deliver.
We can even cook for you. Yeah. Yeah. But if you're just wanting someone who is giving you a meal plan.
Something to just go off of. You've mm-hmm. already got the roadmap. And you've already got the shopping list. And you've already got that mm-hmm. basically set up for you where all you have to do is plug and play. We can do that.
Yep.
And that's not difficult for us. Like, we love doing that sort of stuff. It helps us be creative. Yeah. And we just mm-hmm. love to be creative at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. But, so if that's something you're interested in, then you can check out our website, which is twochefmission.com, or you can follow the link in this podcast description/, if you're watching our video, video description, to our contact page, and you can put in an inquiry and just reach out to us.
Yeah.
Even if it's just, you know, maybe you have some questions.
We always love to answer questions because at the end of the day, mm-hmm. making you feel more comfortable and confident in your own kitchen has always been our mission. We've always mm-hmm. wanted to help as many people take back their kitchen for themselves.
Yep. And we've had a lot of great memories around the table.
Yeah.
Together. And that is why we like to try to get as many people cooking at home so that they can also have those experiences around the table as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I feel like that's a wrap for this like episode. But if you're watching us on YouTube mm-hmm. and you're listening, or you're listening to us on Spotify.
Yeah, if you haven't listened to our first Chef Bite on meal plans, on how to find the right meal plan, or the meal plan that fits, right? We recommend going and listening to that.
Absolutely.
And/or watching the video.
Absolutely. And again, you can see our video on YouTube at Two Chef Mission. We can have a link down below in the description for those that are listening on Spotify. You can just really follow us on all of our socials, and we'll make sure to have links for that below. So, if you like what we do, make sure you like and subscribe. And we can't wait to continue making this for you even more. Thanks for listening. If you loved this podcast, please give us a review. We love being able to offer new content, and we hope you enjoy it as much as we enjoy making it. So any support helps, from sharing the podcast to donating on anchor.fm, or checking out Two Chef Mission meal plans on our website, twochefmission.com. Until next time, keep it 100% fresh.